Hi, welcome to Hourglass Bride. This is Nicole Brandon, and we welcome you to the show. We're so excited for today's guest. We've been talking for months and months about so many of the internal things. At a wedding, we've been talking about completing relationships. We've been talking about step-parenting. We've been talking about emotionally communicating. And, you know, one of the secrets, one of the cherry on top of the sundae, of course, for the bride, is that beautiful image, that gorgeous day, the fairy tale wedding that she has dreamt of since she was a little girl, those beautiful dresses, walking down the aisle, the pictures that last an entire lifetime that you're going to be looking at when you're 80 and that your grandchildren are going to be looking at for your wedding. And so today's guest really, you know, for me is the pinnacle of what we're talking about in the fairy tale wedding. Today's guest is Lauren Solomon, and she is an image maker, and what an extraordinary woman. And it's interesting because when I met her, she's just radiant. She is so gorgeous and so extraordinary. And you look at her, and there's a part of you that says, I want to be that. I want whatever that is. I want that. And her sense of style is just stunning. And when I was talking to her, I was honored because I had the opportunity to see her do a presentation on image, and the changes were astounding. She was able to take people, and on the flip side of the coin was glamour, gorgeous magic, and not just that, but the empowerment of themselves. And even the most beautiful people, she was able to make shine and shimmery. And so Lauren Solomon specializes in helping people find their more confident, capable, and charismatic selves from the inside out. She teaches the art of being your very best self right now, today, and in the future. And so imagine these wedding pictures that you're going to have for the rest of your life, what she can do with that image. Her belief is that your image goes far beyond the clothes that you wear. And together with her proven ability to take each individual's unique message from the inside out and express it authentically and effectively on the outside, she has transformed the lives of clients around the globe. So imagine what she could do for you. Lauren is the trusted image advisor to CEOs, corporations, and individuals worldwide, as well as an internationally renowned speaker, an author, a coach, and a media personality. Her clients cross every continent and every industry, from Disney to Bulgaria to American Express to Pfizer. She is the former vice president of professional image development at Chase Manhattan Bank. She is the creator of the Professional Skills Workshop, the brand called Me, at NYU's Stern School of Business, and she is the past president of the Association of Image Consultants International. She is the resident image expert for Career TV and the Lifetime TV series, Remake My Life. She is the author of Image Matters, now celebrating its 10th anniversary edition, and the co-author of the number one bestseller, The Law of Business Attraction and Executive Image Power. Wow, what an incredible resume. And I'm telling you, there is something about her that is just touched, that is absolutely magic. So we're so excited for today's guest. So Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, what an honor to have you here today. And what an amazing thing that you, I mean, every little girl plays dress up. Every child I've ever seen, you know, puts on dresses and big shoes and, you know, earrings, and everybody wants to have that image, that style, and grow up and to have that. And not only, you know, for you to have that, but for you to have the gift to be able to share that with people around the world. What an extraordinary talent.
It is an honor, and I never ever underestimate it as that. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to play a part in that very important aspect of all of our lives. And you're absolutely right, Nicole. Even my two-year-old niece, when she comes to my house, the first place she goes is my closet. And she pulls out the highest heels she can find. And she navigates them beautifully. My sister-in-law, who only wears sneakers, says, I don't know where she got that genetic makeup. It's not mine.
That's so funny, but I think it's instinctual to want to, you know, like even as little girls, we see shiny nails or things that are shimmery or sparkly or, you know, whatever that is. And then, of course, there's something about the fairy tale wedding. I was just recently in Pasadena at the Historical Museum, and they have an entire display of wedding dresses from like the early 1800s. And it was amazing, the sense of style for people that were like living, you know, in a wooden shack. But yet they were able to weave together and to sew the most beautiful of fabrics and lace and designs. And for that to be that important in the middle of nowhere, you know, it is just the fact that it's always been this intuition or instinct for women when they're getting married. And so why do you think that is?
I believe that because even, especially historically, that was the woman's one day. Really, if you look back before women had any kind of independence, any kind of rights at all, they had the one day when they were getting married, when they were actually the focus of everything, the focus of all the activity. And for their parents, it was huge because they were actually getting one family member off the family payroll. So they were, as part of the dowry, completely prepared to dress up and honor this young woman because she was moving on to a new part of her life, and that was their gift to her. So, you know, in some cases where the woman was what we would call unattractive or less desirable, they were going to make her more desirable. They were going to brighten her and polish her on the day of her wedding because, remember, for many, many centuries, you didn't see the bride before the wedding. Arranged marriages just happened, and the bride and groom didn't meet until after the wedding was completed. So you wanted to make sure that this bride was a gift, a huge gift in every way. And that is the one tradition that has carried through, is that it is the bride's day, and it doesn't matter if she makes all the money, she makes her own money, she's out there working, living a life or not. It is still that one day that little girls dream of and look forward to pretty much all their lives.
Wow. And why do you think that that's, you know, I love the fact that I had never thought about that, actually, about that you're saying a lot of times that, you know, they didn't meet, and that's so true. And a lot of times even the veil covers the woman. You didn't even see her face. And some of these dresses were just so unbelievable. And, you know, I don't know if you, you know, have, you know, heard this story, but when we were doing the website, I had to go to a shop to try on wedding dresses. And the designers that gave me the opportunity to wear their dresses for the photo shoot for the website were extraordinary. And some of these dresses were like $12,000, $25,000. I mean, really amazing dresses. And I had, when I went to the bridal shop, it was such an amazing experience for me because being single and never having been married, even just trying on wedding dresses, what that felt like to go into a bridal shop and to try on dresses. And I had put on my blog that I still remember when I rented a refrigerator, that when I went to the checkout line, that the man said, talk about fear of commitment, a refrigerator. You know, and look how far I've come. But, and I had like thousands of people that wrote in, I saw that. But the experience for me to go in and to try on dresses is something I'll never forget, even though I wasn't even getting married, just the trying on dresses.
And I have worked with a number of young women, and none more specific than my own sister-in-law, who initially would say, oh, you know, I don't really have a vision. I don't really have a dream. I haven't thought about it all that much, and I just didn't want to jinx it, right? So I waited until the moment, and now we're out there looking for wedding dresses, and all of a sudden you put on the first dress, and you can see the transformation of the woman. You can see the transformation of the woman to the bride, and it is a very, very magical moment right there when she'll look at me, and in so many cases with tears in her eyes suddenly, and she doesn't know where they came from. What just happened, you know? And I say, it's okay. This is your moment, because the hope is, the true hope is that this will be the only time you ever do this. the genuine hope of entering a marriage is that you're going to do this one time and you're going to do it all and you're going to lead yourself into this next magical phase of your journey, the next magical phase of your life. So in extending that expectation, it makes so much sense that it touches us so deeply emotionally, because for the woman, it is a huge transformation, and it's not just a suit. It's not another suit of clothes. In many cases, the men are putting on a different kind of suit, but still a suit. So it's not completely different for them physically. They don't have the visceral response. But for the woman, you're right. You're only going to do this once.
Once. And, you know, it's when you were just saying that about the emotional response. A friend of mine's daughter recently got married. And I was saying to him, you know, do you want me to bring Kleenex? You know, are you ready for your daughter to get married? And he said, are you kidding? Bring bed sheets. You know, he was so funny. But he said on the day of the wedding that, you know, he kept saying, what can I do? What can I do? Because all the women were busy getting ready. And he was in his tuxedo and he kept saying, what can I do? And they said, you know, we'll let you know, you know, when we need you. And he said, and they never needed me for anything, and that he was bored. And so at one point he called up to his daughter's room and said, you know, where is everybody? And they said, come on up. And he said, and he came up to the suite, and that the room was a mess. There were, like, soda cans and pizza boxes. He said it was, like, the suite was, like, strewn with stuff. He said, and then he rounded the corner, and everybody was in the bedroom, and his daughter was there in her dress. He said, in that moment, when he rounded the corner, his knees buckled and he lost it, and he said, and he just started to cry, that he had never seen anything that beautiful in his whole life. And he said he just lost, and just that idea of that emotion, not just for the woman, but that somebody, that sense of style, just that visual, that, and how somebody looks and feels in that presence can affect all the people around them as well.
And for the father especially, there is that element of, my little girl isn't my little girl anymore. You know, now she belongs to someone else. She's going on with her life to someone else. And that is really the transition that everyone is making in that same moment, from the mother of the bride, the best friend of the bride, the sister and brother, the father, whoever is present is watching the transformation of this young woman into a mature married woman. I don't want to call her Sadie married lady, right? But it is a visual that we can all relate to, and the power cannot be understated. In my world, the visual is the element, and I always say the power of the visual expression cannot be understated, because if you're doing it so perfectly, if you're aligning your dream, your vision, your message, which is what the bride is doing, with your visual expression, then the power is so much greater than just putting on another basic dress, you know, an any-day dress, a sundress.
Right. And I'm going to ask you about that then really quickly, because as we're talking about, you know, when you step into this bridal dress, how something changes in that moment. But I've watched you have people step into clothes that in that moment changes their life and their sense of the style, and just the fact that they are wearing something now that energetically presents them in the most positive, beautiful way, not only affects them, but all the people around them, the same way as the father of the bride. You do that every day with people. And that's, I mean, that first, how do you do that? And second, it's extraordinary.
Well, it's magic. And if I told you, I couldn't tell you anymore. I'm kidding. There is magic. I'd have to kill you, right? There is magic in it. And the magic really is what the other person brings to the party, what I bring to the party, and then the synergy of what we create together. And that is exactly what's needed in any situation like this of transformation and going from where you are to where you want to be. So I am, again, I'm very, very focused on the fact that this is a very emotional process, and that this really is a privilege for me to be invited in to take someone along this part of their journey in the same way that if you watch any of the bridal TV shows and Say Yes to the Dress or any of that, you know, everyone is very, very concerned that they go step by step with the bride, step by step with the family. And that's the same process that I'm taking individuals through on a very, very consistent basis. So it's not that I'm dressing them specifically for an occasion, although it may start that way, right? They may find me because they have a specific need. But ultimately, what they learn is that if they never took time to really understand the inside-out connection that we each bring energetically to our everyday of our lives, then they have never actually shown up fully expressed from the inside out, and they recognize that they could be more effective and more attractive to what it is they want if they show up more authentically and aligned from the inside out. So that's what I'm doing. I'm actually helping to take them through a process that enables us to understand what the message is, how and who do we want to be in the world. So that's the first question that we're asking. And then we're going along the lines of, well, how do you see yourself now? How do others see you? How would you like to be seen? And what is it in your life today that you would like to be different tomorrow? Because all of these pieces are going to show us the direction we're going to move in order to make sure that we're not simply putting on an outfit on a body with no correspondence to an outcome, because anyone can do that. You can walk into a store, and as a matter of fact, that's what most people do. You can walk into a store, look at what looks good on the mannequin, try it on yourself, and 9 times out of 10, take it home because it's overwhelming to try to do anything else. The other option that exists is to ask for help in the stores and get someone else's opinion of how you should look, and that's a person who doesn't know you at all. You know, they may know you over time, but they don't know you yet. So they're really working with what they know looks good on other people who have a similar body type to yours. What I'm doing is actually going inside you, taking your message out, and I act as the translator, because for me, the image from the inside out and head to toe really is a silent language that you will then use to broadcast your message out to the world. So it deserves the time and the energy that we go into it very personally and really get clear, so that when we do go shopping or we go into your closet or we go to the stylist to have your hair done or we talk about makeup or we talk about accessories, whatever we're talking about, we may be talking about dining etiquette, we may be talking about the style of your wedding, we may be talking about the style of your home. Ultimately, everything you do should emanate from the inside of you out. And so if you've never gone inside to find out what that message is, it's very likely that you've surrounded yourself with things that aren't exactly what you would love, and you could love them more, and they could love you much more.
That's really wonderful to think about. You know, I had the opportunity, as I was sharing at the top of the show, to see one of your presentations, which was amazing, by the way. I loved your presentation. But the pictures, the before and after pictures, and a lot of those pictures were people that I knew, people that I loved, people that, you know, are very confident, very successful, you know, very famous, and some of them, and still your work, what you call magic or whatever, totally transformed them to be more available to people, to look more joyous within themselves. They just seemed like they were happier people in the other photographs after you've worked with them, that they had something that they could share. And a light just radiated from them. And so when you connect the outside to the in, you know, that it's really incredible. And I think that, you know, when people are talking about their wedding, there's so many components of the wedding that I'd love to talk about. But, you know, you need clothes for your wedding. You need honeymoon. You need your bathing suit stuff. You need lingerie, whatever that is. And then you need your future. But you also have your mother who's going, and you have your maid of honor, and you have your bridesmaids, and I can't tell you how many people, you know, call in on the show, and they say, you know, they're the ugliest bridesmaid dresses in the world, and we don't know why bridesmaid dresses. Can't they find nice, pretty bridesmaid dresses? And so how do you style a wedding? Where would you begin in styling a wedding?
I start with the bride herself and what is her personal style. So we go through that process of how does she see herself? What does she want to see? And because it is so visual, I work a lot with photographs and magazines, as you can imagine. So I have people clipping visuals. Tell me what you love about this. Pull wedding dresses, but also pull other things. Don't just pull, you know, wedding dresses, but pull dresses that you think your mom could wear. Pull dresses that you think the bridesmaids could wear. Pull dresses that you'd like to wear on your honeymoon or outfits at all. Pull the locations of your honeymoon. Pull the way you'd like to see your home look into the future. All of these are pieces of ourselves, and if we can bring some of all those pieces into the wedding, then I find that there's a lot, it's much more peaceful, it's much more aligned, and it's much more harmonious between everyone, because you're looking very clearly from the bride out, and everyone wants the bride to be happy on that day. And what people are willing to compromise, even the mother and mother-in-law, are willing to compromise in ways that they never thought they would in a million years, but they do want for the happiness of the bride more than anything else. And if the bride can be clear, if the bride cannot be second-guessing herself, if the bride can actually have a communication that helps everyone understand what she's looking for with some visual support, then it makes it so much easier for everyone. And then, of course, we're looking at budget. And I am not a believer that just because you have a lot of money to spend, that you must spend all that money. I don't see that really makes the difference in a happy marriage. I've never seen that the more expensive the wedding, the happier the marriage. What I have seen is that the more harmonious the wedding, the happier the marriage. And those are opportunities to look across different price points. Those are opportunities to pay attention to the things that are truly important to the bride and the groom, and get the support of the other people involved, so the parents, the siblings. You know, it is a family event. It is a family event that is intended to be filled with so much love. And the more I can take down the level of stress, the more I feel I've done my job. So in the styling of it, because we want those photographs to be relevant for their whole lives, right? We always want them to look back and love what they see, even though notoriously 20 years, 30 years from now, even if you're at the height of classic style, you're going to look back and say, huh, it still shows what year we got married. but that's okay, because that's what was right at the time. You just don't want to look back and say, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Right. And that's the thing with weddings, is that the photographs do last forever. And that not only the photograph of the outfit you're wearing, but how you feel in that outfit, how you look in that outfit, that energy of the day. And so I think that's what, you know, when I look at your work, it's so amazing how you're able to do that energy. And we talk about, you know, being like the celebrities and being the 10 bride and, you know, being beautiful and all of this, but there's something about the work that you do energetically. So first, how does somebody find you? You know, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to reach out and how to find you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. My website is laurensolomon.com, LaurenSolomon.com. And you can see more about me there. And certainly you can access me through the website. It is the best way. It is the best way to contact me. And I respond quickly. So I respond to all my own inquiries, and I'm very, very happy to do that. So feel free to contact me through the website.
That's so great. Now, we have people, you know, that are listening to the show that are all over the nation, all over the world. I mean, you work everywhere, right? I mean, you'll go anywhere to work with people that are, yes. And so, I mean, that to me is just such a coup that for somebody to be able to have you and come to them and be able to work with you, because your sense of style, you know, the very first day that I opened the door to the room, you know, and you were inside and sharing your presentation, and I just went, what a beautiful woman. Oh, my God, she's just gorgeous. And I love what you were wearing. I loved your energy. And then I realized you were the person giving the presentation. I went, well, of course. And truly, I mean, but there's working with you. I mean, immediately I asked you for advice, right? I mean, I don't even think you were out of the presentation 5 seconds, and I was already asking you for, you know, hair advice and things. It's like, I mean, it's like, you know, just like listening to you and watching you, you know that you know. And so was this a gift? Like, did you do this when you were a little girl? Did you dress your friends? How did you get started?
I did. I tell the story that I got my first makeup kit when I was 3, and I got my first hair client when I was 4, and of course that was my dad, because I was suddenly tall enough to stand behind the chair and comb his 4 hairs, and he let me. So here I was 4, and I had a hair and makeup business out of the gate. And honestly, I was going to be an international litigator. I was going to be a lawyer. That was my dream. From the time I was 5, I come from a family of doctors, I was sure I was going to be a lawyer. And obviously, there was a different plan for me. So I followed one track, but all along that track, my hobby was to dress and style people, because I recognized that every time I did that, it made someone happy. It made them smile. It allowed them to look in the mirror and see something or someone that they hadn't seen before. And notoriously, I could take them into my closet and make my closet work for them better than theirs could. And while it seemed bizarre to me, it didn't seem strange, and I just kept doing it. I mean, I did it through high school, I did it through college, and then I did it into my friends' first marriages, through their divorces, into their second marriages, and their kids' graduations. You know, Lauren, can you come? And she won't listen to me, maybe she'll listen to Auntie Lauren. So, you know, it was a hobby. It was a hobby that I ultimately turned into a business as a result of a business school assignment to create a job that you would love to do if you could do it every day for the rest of your life. And I was miserable in my banking job, so what was I had nothing to lose, right? And I knew that this was the one thing I could do day and night and never tire. The clock would stop. So often my dad would find me at the sewing machine when I was in high school. I would fall asleep at the sewing machine. I was designing dance costumes, or I was designing a dress for something. And I wasn't especially skilled at the actual sewing of it, but I could see in my head what I wanted. And so if I created it, then I had a better chance of getting it right. And now I do that for others. And it really is a huge gift. I guess I always had it in me to see through. And this is how I explain. When people say, well, how did you know that? I have a gift of vision. So I have this ability to look at you, feel you, connect with you, and see through you to your potential. And we can't do that for ourselves. It's very, very hard to look in the mirror and see our truest, best self, because we are notoriously very busy, you know, arguing with ourselves and beating ourselves up from the moment we get out of bed in the morning. And look in the mirror and see that hot mess that just crawled out of bed and think, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do with this now? How do I get myself together looking and feeling fabulous and exit the door in an hour or less? And the truth is that there is a system, there is a process, and it is a learnable skill, and that's what I teach my clients. I take them through the process because I want them to be able to wake up every single morning and know that they are supported by the choices they've made. That when you look in the mirror, you say, okay, I know that after I get out of the shower, my hair is going to do exactly what we have intended for it to do because we styled it that way. I know that I have the right things in my closet because we bought it that way. We designed it that way. I know that I have whatever I need to make myself look and feel fabulous, and that extends into the kitchen and into my daily practice. So if it's yoga or walking or gardening or dance, whatever it is, we're building it into your life and your lifestyle to make sure that you glow all the time, because when you are living from the inside out, you're absolutely right, you radiate. You broadcast and you radiate. And one of my workshops that I do for private groups is called Radiate Your Success, because I do believe that we have each achieved an enormous amount in our lives. And for the most part, we've paid no attention to it. And we have said, okay, I did this, now what's next? And I've done this, and now what's next? And what's next, and what's next? And I've been guilty of it myself. The day my first book arrived, when I got the first copies of Image Matters in my office, and I was there with two assistants, and we opened the boxes, and we're all very excited. And they're so excited, and they're flipping through it, and they're reading it, and they're dancing around, and they turned the music up, and I was sitting on the chair, and I said, really, that's it? Like, that's it? And my assistant looked at me and said, are you crazy? Get up and dance. Look what you have done. And I said, you know what? You're right. I'm not the only one. We don't celebrate enough, and we're constantly moving through it. So the opportunity to celebrate every morning, knowing that you've taken the time to do what's necessary to support you, to get up and out every day and be your best, it's just like a golf game or a tennis game. You wouldn't do it without a coach. You wouldn't do it without a lesson. Why do we think that just because we've been dressing ourselves since we were three, that we're actually getting it right and showing up as all of ourselves when we probably haven't paid that much attention to most of ourselves as we've grown through it? And that's okay, what I've learned in working.
I'm so glad you talked about that, because that actually hits on a subject I really wanted to ask you about. So a lot of our listeners are marrying somebody with children, or they're combining families and they have children, or a lot of people are, they're getting married for the first time and they're looking forward to having families in the future. And I hear so often from the women that I work with that once they have children, how everything changes, that they don't have time now in the morning to dress themselves, to get themselves ready, that they're, you know, busy making breakfast for the kids or getting them off to school or doing whatever, and they lose their own sense of self in the process. And so even someone with a busy career or a busy family, what you're saying, still can wake up in the morning and still can head out the door feeling and looking fabulous and great, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it does take preparation. Like anything else, it takes time to make it happen. So you have to commit the time up front to get yourself into that place. But once you do it, it's magic. I have a client now who has a 14-month-old son, and she's expecting twin daughters shortly. And she came back to me and said, okay, once I get through this pregnancy thing, so what do I do now? So I said, look, we've built all this in for you. This didn't happen by surprise. The good news is that, you know, you've planned. I don't know anyone, whether they've married into it or given birth to it on their own. A family didn't happen just overnight. There was some level of planning that went into it, right? And the opportunity is to then plan for what's going to work for you. So even with small children, brand new babies, the most important thing a woman can do, especially after giving birth, is to get herself into a place of feeling good in her own body. That is the part that will keep a woman separate from herself and force her to put more attention on the child or the children, because she doesn't really want to pay attention to herself. She's not really happy with what she sees, so she'd rather look outside of herself. And what we do is set up her success in knowing that she's got things in the closet, she's got a system in her life that will work for her to give her at least an hour of time for herself each day, whether it means waking up a little bit earlier, whether it means, you know, asking her spouse or the other children to take over certain chores or certain responsibilities. But whatever it is, there has to be an opportunity for you to feel good about you. And that's part of the work that we're doing as well.
I love that, you know, because it's such a gamut of what you do. And I know that working with corporate America, you work with men as well. And how many times women have said, gosh, I wish my husband or my boyfriend dressed better. I wish that he had a sense of style, right? And how do I tell him that, oh, my God, I hate that outfit or those shoes or whatever that is that he's wearing. And so is there a tactful way to get somebody's guy to you? And what do you say?
I don't know that it's so tactful, but I will tell you what my clients have done. And this is so real. I mean, people in relationships look alike. Do you ever see that? That once
yes.
you've been in a relationship for a while, you start to dress alike, you start to have a similar sensibility around clothing and style. So one person in the relationship is going to take the lead in that area. And mostly it's the woman. So in that case, you do have the opportunity that if, for my clients, they say, can you just come in and let's go through his closet and let's pull out some of the things that, you know, that don't really work for him based on how we look, how we like to look when we go together, because it's a concept called clanning. And so whether it's families looking alike, so when my mother would dress us to go out, she had a vision of her clan. She dressed us so that we were picture perfect, no matter whether there was paparazzi or not. And that's kind of the vision for any relationship. So a lot of clients will come to me, and if they're single, they'll say, so what is the man of my dreams going to look like? What's he going to be wearing? How can I recognize him? What watch will he wear? What kind of shoes will he wear? What kind of eyeglasses will he wear? Will he wear suits? Won't he wear suits? And I'm originally from New York, and I've only recently moved to Southern California, but I've been commuting between the East and West Coast for many years, in addition to doing this work around the world. So the amazing truth is that this is a global concept that works in every culture. And so if you have this feeling that your man could do better, the real way to bring it to him is financial, because either he's not wearing the things in his closet that he could be wearing, or he could be bringing in more money or feeling more successful or achieving a next milestone for himself. And the old him is not going to be able to introduce the new him to get what he wants going forward. And if you're already doing the work and you're already moving yourself forward in that way, then it makes it easier to say, honey, this would be a great thing for us to do together. I would love it if we could learn about this stuff together and you could support me and I could support you and, you know, we could both learn what it is we need to do and do it. That's one method that has worked in the past.
I love that. I really, you know, the whole sense of style. And so if somebody is interested in working with you, you know, for their wedding, for their life, I mean, we talk about on our website that we're creating this amazing bridal registry as the site will go live, you know, in just a very couple days from now. So I'm so thrilled. And but on the bridal registry, we always have suggestions for people as far as wonderful gifts. And I cannot think of a better gift to give someone than to give them you. I mean, because truly, what a wonderful gift for, you know, parents to give their daughter, for, you know, somebody, your friends to give to you, for your bridesmaids to get together, you know, to give you somebody that does your image making and, you know, your style. Because to have that assistance, and, you know, I'm so blessed. I'm so, well, first I know you, so of course I am, but I'm so blessed because my mother has extraordinary taste, too, and we've shared clothes always. I mean, my mother and I constantly are sharing clothes, and my mom will come into my closet, and she stands in my closet, and she says, hi, remember me? And she talks to her clothes. And when I was growing Margot used to say, honey, you can take anything you want. Just let me know you have it so I don't go insane and think it's at the dry cleaner or that I left it in a restaurant or whatever. Like, just let me know it's in your closet now, you know, and not mine, just so I don't think I'm mad. But you can wear anything you want. But luckily, you know, we're the same size and style, and I have a friend in New York, and we Federal Express clothes back and forth all the time, and, you know, that's great. But most, and I'm saying that as a truism, most daughters and mothers do not have the same sense of style or the same size. And so very often, you know, that's not incredibly helpful, what the mother would wear or, you know, want on that particular day. And so to be able to hire you and to have you working with the entire family and the image and the style of the entire wedding, from the bridesmaid to the maid of honor to the mother to the groom, you know, to the best man, to the look of the room, and like you're saying, to the honeymoon, to the clothes you're going to be wearing into your future when you come back, who are you going to be and how do you carry that beauty and that energy and that light with you into your future dream life? And so I think that working with you would just be such an extraordinary gift for anybody to give to somebody getting married as a bride. So I'm putting that out there to all of you listeners that I, you know, find Lauren, because she really is extraordinary. And I truly think it would be a way to make your fairy tale wedding the most magical and special day, and certainly one that you can look back and remember with pride as you look at your photographs.
I think in any circumstance, you can see why wedding planners and event planners and people who are expert and professional in their area make the lives of the wedding family much easier. Number one, because you don't want to argue amongst each other. It's not your genius. It's a moment in time, but it's a moment in time that is so, so special that you do want to allow for the opportunity to keep it special amongst yourselves and give someone who is outside the circle of emotion the opportunity to produce that day for you. And it's a, as you said, it's a perfect fit. And frankly, I've been told that I'm a lot of fun. So
you are a lot of fun.
If I can make it more fun, then that's the goal.
Absolutely are a lot of fun. Now, do people have to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue? Do you really have to do that? Since I haven't been married, I have to ask
you. You know, it's their choice. It's their choice. And again, that goes to your personal style statement. So I have people who are dressing, you know, almost in otherworldly, you know, kind of next worldly tech kind of looks. You know, they don't care about the old, blue, new, whatever. But on the other hand, if you come from a more traditional background or you want to honor certain other traditions of your family, you can certainly do that. And the whole point is that there are traditions within each family that are held and upheld generation to generation, or the opportunity is to create your own, create something new. Decide how you would like it to be and what's important to you. So, the wedding is yours. It's not theirs. And the more you can be clear about what matters to you as the bride, as the bride and groom, as the new couple, and the more easily you can communicate that to everyone, it's going to go smoothly. It's going to be fabulous. You're going to love every moment. And everyone will feel taken care of. Everyone will feel heard, and everyone will feel involved. That's really, you know, what you're looking for. If you're not eloping and just going off and doing your own thing, even a recent client, we were standing in a boutique designing a whole different aspect of her wardrobe for her, and suddenly she looked at me and she said, I forgot to tell you, we decided to move the wedding up a year. We're getting married in 3 weeks. And
Oh my gosh.
I looked at her, I said, what do you mean you forgot? She said, well, we just decided yesterday. It's not like I forgot. I just didn't call you because I knew I was going to see you today. So I said, okay, so, you know, what do we want to do with that? Well, in the very moment where we were in the dressing room, I knew that this particular designer made the perfect dress because we had already talked about it as an option for her. And I literally just went to the back. I pulled out the dress that happened to be in red. She tried it on. We loved the style. we called the designer and said, can you do this in white, and can you do it multiply, because it would be too see-through in white, and oh, by the way, can you do it in 10 days? And she said yes, yes, and yes. And so 4 days ago, or a week ago, my client flew away to her wedding destination with the dress in tow and got married on the 4th of July. Unexpectedly, within 3 weeks.
Story. See, so you really are like the bibbidi bobbidi boo. You know, here's the magic pumpkin, and here's the bag, and here's the dress. There you go. They made a movie about you. So.
Little did I know. I need royalties on that one. You know, because when you have someone like that, we looked at each other in that moment, and I thought to myself, wow, how many women have been in this exact space and haven't had the support of someone who could be outside the emotion and suddenly had to figure this out for herself? That gave me a pain in my heart, because I know that, you know, I know what it takes to do the planning in a year or two, and obviously the fact that we could do something for her within 10 days and send her off on her way to be happily married 3 weeks later, that was remarkable. But you can only do that with support. It's very hard to do it on your own.
I absolutely love that. Oh, my God, what a great story. And just beautiful, beautiful story. And now I wanted to ask you, too, because I was sharing about when I first met you, and my first question was, okay, who cuts your hair? Where do you go? And how do you make my hair look that beautiful? So do you do everything, like the hair, the makeup, the style? Do you style people completely on what works for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because there is no way to do it for the mass, not the way I do it. I mean, there are ways, there are things that have been done for the mass, but my whole focus is you. So the fact that, you know, you see something that you like, that you want, that you think can work for you, then we're going to look at what is truly going to be best for you. So hair is a great example, too. And I have an amazing stylist. We've been working together for 6 years now, and he was actually my West Coast guy when I was on the East Coast, and then he became my full-time guy once I moved to the West Coast. And it's a little bit like magic. So people make fun of us, and they tell us that we're dolphins because we just, you know, we just have little sonar noises that go between us. We don't even use words anymore. But the truth is that he knows that by the time I've worked with someone, we've had time together one-on-one, and I know the person, I know what we're after, I know the goal we're looking to achieve, and yet when you sit in his chair, you are going to have that conversation with him, because that relationship now is going to be yours. I don't need to be in the middle of it. I want you to connect with the person who's actually doing the work for you. So I have resources, I have my hair people, I have my makeup folks, I have many stores and boutiques and designers that I work with for men and for women. And it's the most important thing for me is to have the right resources for everyone, because no one size fits all. That just doesn't work. So even though I may be using one particular boutique for, I don't know, 6 out of 10 of my women, those women would never recognize themselves coming or going. They would never see the same looks or the same outfits because everything is so highly customized. And I will note that that doesn't make it more expensive. It's just having the right resources, because these things do not have to cost a fortune if you have the right resources available to you.
That's so wonderful to know, because I know that people think, oh, gosh, you know, I'm getting married and the dress has to be a fortune, you know. So it's so nice to know that you can work within somebody's budget and you can still have that fairy tale and you can still have that dream come true and that special day and that happily ever after. And, you know, just as I was sharing with you, Lauren, this to me is the cherry on the sundae. This is the thing that, you know, when they bring that sundae out to you and you go, oh, you know, and it just, there, when you think about the bridal dress on the day, and you think about that image of what a wedding, if I asked anybody off the street and I pulled 100 people and said, okay, you know, draw me a picture of a wedding, they would put people in wedding dresses, you know. The idea and the image of a wedding always includes that style and that look. And so I'm so thrilled that you're on. And so once more, please let people know how they can find you, because I really want to make sure that everybody on the show can reach out to you, and not just for your wedding. If you're listening to the show, because I know that we have so many listeners on this show that have been in relationships for 25 years that are listening to learn how to communicate and deepen your skills and deepen your intimacy. And we have a lot of men listening to the show as well. But as far as even to be more successful in your business, even to have your sense of style and to change your life and to really change your image, and even those of you that are listening to the show that are not yet getting married but that are dating and, you know, hoping to find those right tools to be able to communicate properly with a man and draw somebody into your life, then really finding you, Lauren, and working with a sense of style and being able to radiate from the inside out, I think is key. So I would love for people to be able to reach out to you.
Thank you. And I do want everyone to understand that my philosophy of your image goes, as you said earlier in the intro, it goes far beyond the clothes you wear, but how you show up to any part of your life tells the world how you see yourself, it tells the world how to receive you, and then it tells the world how to reward you. So the opportunity to align these messages and get it right really allows us to attract so much more of everything that we're looking for. And, Nicole, everything that you're bringing the conversation to, everything that you're making possible for your listeners and for your audience, the opportunity is there for us to attract it in such an easy way by being the art and business of ourselves every single day. So that's what we're actually talking about, and weddings are simply one very important part of that. And again, my website is laurensolomon.com, LaurenSolomon.com, and you can also find my book, Image Matters, First Steps on the Journey to Your Best Self. It's available through Amazon or through BNN online. And I am very happy to be a resource to your community anytime, whether it's for the wedding, whether it's for the private engagements, whether it's for life and lifestyle, because as we all know, we may be the bridesmaid, we may be the sister of the bride, we may be, you know, we may be a guest, or we may just be going to a fabulous event on our own and want to feel that good every single day of our lives. Why not? Why shouldn't we be able to feel and be our best all the time, and then, you know, on that special day, just be more of that in a bigger dress?
Oh, I love that. Now, we always ask our guests at the end of the show for a definition. You know, we had asked Deirdre Haidt, what is a vow? What is marriage? We asked, you know, people, what is harmony? What is music? What is all of that? And so I guess my question for you today would be that, what is beauty?
Beauty is bringing all of you, the very best of you, to the party and everywhere you go. Beauty is allowing the world to know you from the inside out, and for you to be able to add beauty or add that that specialness to the lives of others you meet along your way.
What a great definition. It's amazing, you know, when we ask people what comes out, and especially when you embody the teaching of that, it's so profound. And I think that was honestly the most beautiful description of beauty I've ever heard. So thank you so much for sharing it. And that really is that radiance and that light. And thank you. I am honored that you're with us today. And it's absolutely such a joy. And so I really believe that all of our listeners here on the show find Lauren. go to her website, reach out to her, and even if it's not for yourself, even if you have a friend or someone in your life that you know by changing their image could change their life, don't let that opportunity pass by. You know how important that is to be able to feel that light, to feel that energy, and to really feel that beautiful self on the inside and on the out, and especially on your wedding day when you have one of those special and extraordinary days. So thank you, Lauren, so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Thank you. And we look forward to talking to you again. And I'm definitely going to find you. So
you know how to find me.
And we'll bring you back. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
What a special guest. Truly, the first time that I saw Lauren, I walked into a room and I went, wow, who is this woman? And she was dressed so beautifully. Everything that she was wearing, I want. And I've always, you know, been really proud of my sense of style. And I truly, I look at other people and I always think, gosh, you know, I'm so glad that I'm wearing what I'm wearing or whatever. And I've never looked at somebody and said, I want that. And everything that she was wearing was just, it was so elegant and so classy and so beautiful on her, and the fabrics and the material, and there is just scrumptious, and it was just, I wanted to know her immediately, and everything that she offers, all of her image tips, from hair to makeup to clothes to your lifestyle, to, like she's saying, look at the house that you want to live in, the future that you want to have, the kind of life that you want to have, and creating an image to go along with that. And so I, you know, truly encourage you to find her. I think that she really is, like you talked about, the bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, she really does have magical powers to give you that beautiful dress, the beautiful life, the beautiful, you know, prints, and all of those things to come true. So just extraordinary. So we've got some very exciting guests coming up that I want to tell you about. Matt Weinstein, one of my favorite people from Playfair, that's going to teach you how to have fun in a relationship. And everybody knows that we need to laugh and have fun. And that's actually when my father proposed to my mom on the very first date, and my mom said yes. And she said my dad made her laugh, and that she knew if he could make her laugh like that, that they could get through anything in life. And he has the best sense of humor. But Matt's going to teach you how to have fun, how to play in your relationship. And he's got some great tips to do that. And he's actually one of my favorite people on the planet. My ribs always hurt after I'm with him because I laugh so hard. His stories are just extraordinary. And I know that we're just going to be jammed with calls for him. So, you know, please make sure that you stay tuned for Matt. And also we have Arjuna Ardo coming. And Arjuna talks about how to achieve ultimate intimacy in a relationship. And I tell you that this is going to be a hot month full of sex. So we are talking with Arjuna really about that sexual intimacy and all sorts of stuff, steamy stuff that you're really not going to want to miss. And then we have coming up also Pillow Talk. How do you have those steamy conversations? How do you actually use that verbiage, and how do you say what you want to say when you're in bed and when you're out of bed? So we're going to have the physical intimacy, and then we're going to have the communication intimacy. And so those are all tools that are really, when you're talking about love and you're talking about romance, how to communicate your desires and then how to live them, how to play them, how to explore them, how to achieve them, how to be open to them, how to be able, you know, to be share that passion and that play. And so this month that we have coming up are just some of the greatest calls. So you don't want to miss any of them. And I'm looking forward myself to learning all these secrets and tools. So we thank you so much for being with us. We invite you to join our sister show, The Ultimate Life, on Saturdays, and that's at 2 o'clock Pacific time, where we talk about breaking boundaries, breaking borders, and how to live an extraordinary life. And it does cross over, because you want to live that extraordinary life, you want to live that dream life. And so we have coming up there the feng shui for your business, for your world, and for your life, and the soul whisperer, how to listen to those intimate secrets inside yourself and how to listen to that inner voice. And so Nick Bear is going to be on Ultimate Life talking as a soul whisperer, and maybe we'll bring him on here for Hourglass Bride. But we certainly want to listen inside to that same voice that said, say yes, when the man said, marry me. That same voice that said, say yes, you want to listen to all the time and listen to your heart. So I wish you the most extraordinary week. I thank you for being with us on Hourglass Brides, and I certainly thank Lauren Solomon. And she is an image maker that knows how to have you shine inside and out. So reach out to Lauren, have the wedding of your dreams, have those pictures that are going to last a lifetime, and more importantly, radiate joy, light, beauty, and happiness. This is Nicole Brandon wishing you a wonderful week.